Christian television is poised for change in the Middle East. Churches are helping with gardening plots in Zimbabwe. And a monk comes to Christ when he sees Jesus. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While marches and strikes were called for on the anniversary of President Hosni Mubarak's ouster from power in Egypt over the weekend, Christians are strong. Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, is there providing hope. Director of Sat-7 Egypt, Farid Garaz, says it's been an amazing year.
Having the freedom of religion, having revivals for Christians and in churches, in the growing church, all that was just a dream for many, but it's taking place now.
Pictures of violence have been on secular television, but Sat-7 is showing the good news. Garaz says the uncertainty through the region has Sat-7 positioned well.
People are starting to seek God. They are confused, so they want to see a different angle. They are looking for hope. They are looking for comfort, for peace of heart. And this is where the prophetic word comes through Sat-7.
Support Sat-7's work at our website. Next, Burmese and Karen soldiers are actually honoring a ceasefire agreement. Vision Beyond Borders reports the two sides actually came together and shook hands as they encountered each other on the road. However, there's still some fighting being reported in other areas. Karen believers are asking for 2,000 Bibles. VBB can provide them for about $4 each. If funding allows, they can actually be delivered in March. VBB also needs people to go to deliver them. Find out when at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Uttar Pradesh is one of the poorest states in India. With that poverty comes a number of dark problems. On a recent visit, Bright Hope International President C.H. Dyer was made more aware than ever of one specific result of poverty, human trafficking. Bright Hope is familiar with the problem.
We have some churches there that are reaching into the red light district and actually working with women who are forcibly trafficked.
But on this trip, Dyer and the team heard stories from two prostituted women. One was being used to repay a loan her dad couldn't.
We made a plan to get these two women out, as well as hopefully 100 others over the course of the next 12 months. And it's really about reaching in and not only finding protection for them in a safe place, but also skills training.
Bright Hope wants to help equip the church to train women and counsel them as they share Christ. Help them at our website. Meanwhile, you may remember hearing about Global Aid Network seed packing events on MNN. Volunteers gather to pack seeds to send overseas for food production. But how successful is Gaines' program really? Well, Steve Hopper has an update from Zimbabwe.
The churches have actually developed garden plots whereby church members can come and actually use the seeds that are distributed and plant them.
The harvester pack of five kinds of seeds provide up to 500 pounds of food for a family. Even better,
there's been a lot of people who've come to Christ. Obviously, the seed program opens up their hearts to at least hear the gospel more fully, and also it's been an opportunity for them to get involved in the church.
Small seeds are growing into plentiful harvests around the world. Be a part of it at Gaines' next seed packing event this Saturday in Dallas, Texas. Our website has that information. And a spiritual leader in South Asia gave his heart to Christ. A Buddhist monk was watching the Jesus film with a group of about 100. As he watched, he heard Jesus say he was the way to salvation. When the film finished, the monk had many questions. After the film team answered them, the monk came to Christ. Now he's attending and serving in a local church. The Jesus film has been translated into more than 1,000 languages. Ask God what your role should be in this ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Biblica, which used to be International Bible Society, wants you to have a free NIV Gospel of John. Why? So you can use it or tell your friends about the most incredible story ever told, the good news of Jesus Christ. How do you get your pocket-sized NIV Gospel of John? Just call us, 1-800-995-4828, or place your order immediately at missionnetworknews.org and click on the Gospel of John link. I'm Greg Yoder.